Okay, so Simon Tov Chav Ches, page 576. 576 base, Seif base. Elu Hayamim Shir. We're going to run through some of this very quickly because a lot of this stuff is very detailed and complex. Elu Hayamim Shir Chukbu Bohem Rosh Chodeshim V'loy Bezulos. The following are the days when Rosh Chodesh can fall. Again, we went through yesterday the Shoresh. We went through yesterday that Ber Halacha that told us everything depends on two factors: Yom Kippur and Hoshana Rabbah. Yom Kippur may not fall out on a Friday or a Sunday, and Hoshana Rabbah may not fall out on a Shabbos. Once we know that, everything follows from there, and we're just going through the trickle down effect of those two principles. And what are those two principles all about? El Hayam Shukvuhem Rosh Chodesh V'lo Yuzulosam. These are the following days when Rosh Chodesh can fall on none other. Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan can fall on Aleph Gimel He Zayin, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Shabbos. Iyar Beis Gimel He Zayin, Sivan Aleph Gimel Dalet Vav, Tammuz Aleph Gimel He Vav, Av Beis Aleph Vav Zayin, Elul Aleph Beis Dalet Vav, Tishrei Beis Gimel He Zayin, Mar Cheshvan Gimel Dalet Vav Aleph, Kislev Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet He Vav. Look at that.
Yes.
So Rosh Chodesh Kislev can fall out every single day except for Shabbos. Good trivia question. Jewish Trivial Pursuit. Rosh Chodesh Kislev can fall out any single day of the week, 6 days except for Shabbos. Teves, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Vav. K only has 5 days. It's missing the Hey. So Teves is one less. Shvat, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Zayin. No Vav, no Aleph. Adar, Zayin. That's already back to the four days. Zayin, Beis, Dalet, Vav. Will be Ibor, Adarishon, Beis, Dalet, Hey, Zayin. Vesheni, Beis, Dalet, Vav. Okay, so those are the basic rules. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, Sif, Kot, and Gimel. Shrik, Bubuchem, Kol, Elu, Hayam, Shu, Choshev, Im, Harash, Chodesh, Shel, Shnei, Yomim. That's if it's 2 days, and they shachodesh shavar hoyom mole koyasimin al yom sheni shel rosh chodesh. So this simin, and it's giving us here in Sifkan Bay, is referring to the second day rosh chodesh, when rosh chodesh is 2 days. So this simin that we've given refers to the second day of rosh chodesh. Shemayim maschilim es minyan yimei hachodesh. Kedalad mar cheshvan is gimel dalav of aleph to sefer hu. As if it's not complicated enough. To make it more complicated, there is a mistake in the print. It's not Gimel Dalet of Aleph, but rather we're talking about Beis Dalet Hey Zayin. Two mistakes. Now one mistake. It's not the Gimel, it's the Beis, and it's not total, so everything is wrong. The Hey is wrong and the Aleph is wrong. V'yesh, right? Some liyashvai. There's always an answer, a solution, a lamish solution. The koy al yom rishon de rosh chodesh mar cheshvan. What are you talking about? Even though we just finished in it all, then we have the simonim, we are referring to the second day of rosh chodesh, when rosh chodesh 2 days. So when it comes to the mar cheshvan, in order to be yashay of the simon, we are referring to the first day. Shechol be elu hayom and v'doicha gadol hu. It's a very, that's forced. The Maishnab, the Bezachoy, the Shnas, and the Simon Al Yom, Risha, and Shalom, Mashloy, Nasa, Kain, Bashar, Hechodashim. Why would we want to do that? It's not the first month. So why would we want to do that? To go give a different day, the first day, not the second day, like we are doing for all of the other months of the year. Okay, let's go further. Now we go to Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel, Simon, Lekviyas HaMoedim. Now, this is a famous Simon. This we'll spend a little more time on. The Simon for Lekviyas HaMoedim. What?
We actually discussed this.
Yes, we discussed this. Simul kviyasa mayadim adbash gar dak hey tzadi vav pei. Now, what does that mean? First of all, all of that, we take the first letter of the Aleph Beis and you match it with the last letter. So Aleph goes to the last tof. Beis, the second, to last. Shin, the third letter with the third to last. Gimel resh, the fourth to last. Dalet kuf, five and fifth to last. Tzadi and vav with pei with 80. Peirush, what does this mean? What's the symbiom? Rishayim shol Pesach. So Aleph is Yiel. The first Aleph refers to Aleph of Pesach. Now Aleph doesn't say Pesach. It's a little tricky because what does Aleph have to do with Pesach, all of them to say that it's the first of the Moadim. The year begins in Chodesh Nisan, so the first of the Moadim is Aleph Pesach, is matched with a Tov, and Tov stands for Tisha B'Av, we all know that. So that is a famous simon, that's why we eat eggs on the first night of Pesach, by the Seder, because a reminder of Avelus, the Avelus, or Kamechagi, that's another reason, there are many reasons, Ayin Panam Torah, the Mishnah will discuss it, the Behalach, and then Dirsh will discuss it, but I think many people are very familiar with this idea, is that the first night of Pesach is the same night as Tisha B'Av, the following coming Tisha B'Av, and that's why we do different things on the, by the Seder to remind us of Tisha B'Av. Now you'll tell me, silly, no, the reason why we do all these things, you'll tell me, silly, the reason why we do all these things on Tisha Pesach is because Morar, it's bitter. It's a bittersweet holiday. On the one hand, we celebrate our freedom, but we also remind ourselves of the bitterness of the Shiv Mitzrayim. That's true. But sometimes the Mefarshim tell us, no, don't focus on the bitterness of Egypt. Focus on the bitterness of Tisha B'Av, the Churban, what's current. Our current bitterness, which is reflected and captured in Tisha B'Av, the commemoration of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. V'yom Mishal Pesach Yeh Li'olam Tisha B'Av. The simen al matzos umirorim yochlu. We use that pasuk. Moror is bitterness, the bitterness of Tisha B'Av, together with the matzah of Pesach. Biyom sheni bo shavuos, the second day of Pesach. Okay, referring to the simen of all of the days of Pesach, the second day of Pesach. Bo is the second to last. That bo shavuos, the festival of weeks. Uviyom Shalishi, the third day of Pesach, Bo Rosh Hashanah is the Reish. Viyom Revihi, the fourth day of Pesach, Bo is Kuf. What is Kuf? Kuf is Kriyas HaTorah. It's a little bit forced, right? Kriyas HaTorah. And what is Kriyas HaTorah? That is Shu Simchas, because Simchas is Shmini Atzeres, when we conclude the reading of the Torah. That's really, relatively speaking, a modern minah to conclude on Shmini Atzeres, the reading of the Torah. In ancient times, they would read Aser to Aser on Shmini Atzeres. Now is it. When will you assign the Torah? Well, in Eretz Yisrael, it was a 3-year, once in 3 years. Even Chutz Li'aretz, it was not necessarily done on Simchas Torah.
Triennial.
But that was Eretz Yisrael. But even Chutz Li'aretz, it was not necessarily done in all locations on Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. But that's what the simon we have now, time of the Shulchan Aruch. So Simchas Torah, B'yom Chamishi, the fifth day of Pesach, Bo Tzom is Tzadi. And Tzadi stands for Tzom. Which Tzom? Asar B'Teves? No. The Tzom. The big Tzom. The Tzom of Yom Kippur. Tzom Kippur. B'yom Shishi, Bo Purim. Now this tricky Sha'ovar. The sixth day of Pesach is Purim. Not this Purim. The Purim that's coming. The past Purim Sha'ovar. So it's a little bit of, now I did one thing. I'll tell you something very nice is that Purim Sha'ovar refers to also Lahaba. Based upon what we said in, go back, turn the page back, the last line, B'yom she'yeh Purim yeh lag la'omer. So, lehaba is going to be the sixth day of Pesach is Purim she'avar, which means it's lag ba'omer. That's coming. Because lag ba'omer, of course, is after Pesach. So it preserves the simon, because all five things are the future. Right. When you come to the sixth thing, so you have the simon is pay. Vav, pay. The sixth day of Pesach is pay. So pay doesn't fit with Lag BaOmer. You're not going to be able to fit in a pay into Lag BaOmer. So the best you can do is take the pay and use it for Purim. But not this, not the coming Purim, it's the past Purim. But the past Purim automatically is the same day of the week as the following Lag BaOmer, because there are exactly 9 weeks between Purim and Lag BaOmer. So you also, to some degree, have a future reference to a holiday that's coming in the future. And what about the seventh day of Pesach? There's a seventh day that doesn't say that.
No,
so,
of course it would.
Well, it didn't happen. So someone wanted to say, happened to say, you know, that Hey Eor, Hey Iyar, Yom Atzmaot is always the same day as the is Atzmaot. Atzmaot is Ayin. I didn't know that part. That's the Ayin. And the Zayin is Ayin. So Zayin Atzionivart is Atzmaot, which is okay. That's obviously very controversial. My father once told me that. My father, putting all humility aside, my father once when he started in his Rabbanus, so he's once invited to a Young Israel convention and it was in honor of Yom Atzmaot. My father didn't grow up celebrating Yom Atzmaot. My father was an RJJ, but he went to this convention and there were different speakers. They spoke about Yom Atzmaut. Then they asked my father if he wanted to speak. So my father didn't prepare. So my father was told me the rule is never speak unprepared and never be unprepared. Irving Bunim taught him that. Told him that. He used to teach the boys in RJJ. He used to give a homiletics course every Sunday afternoon for all the Talmidim of RJJ who were going into Rabbanus. So my father was not prepared, but they asked him to speak. So he said over this zvart. The sitting of the Advash, that the seventh day of Pesach is always the Ayin, is always this. Is always my father said by far he gave the best speech. even though he didn't prepare.
However,
yeah,
as I yeah. Previously, your father would always say just the right thing before Hallel
on Yom Atzmaut.
Said on Yom Atzmaut and Yom Yerushalayim.
My father would speak before they said Hallel.
Very briefly, would explain.
Hey,
why we're thanking Hashem and so on. So, but I always thought it hit the right note because those were the days that I go there.
Okay, so here we have here this sinner. By the way, you should know. I don't remember, but there are other. Very interesting. You have to look into this. Other ideas about the missing letter, Zion, Mashiach. There are besides this part which has been taken over, but there are other ideas. But in any event, we have over here these 6 days. Now let's go here the Mishnah Bura. The Mishnah. Did we finish this? Yes, we did. Let's see the Mishnah Bura. Ois hey. Mishnah Bura Shu Simchas Torah Haynu Lebnei Chutzal Aretz. Now this simon only works out if you live in Chutz Aretz, because if you live in Eretz Yisrael and you only celebrate one day Shmini Atzeres, so it's not as work out. It's not Yom Kriya. So Shu the Haynu Lebnei Chutzal Aretz Shaitzim Shmini Atzeres Shneiyam V'Chol Simchas Torah B'Yom Chav Gimel L'Chodesh Tish. That only works out. Let's go again in Dirsh number 4. Shu Simchas Torah on the right side. Ulufi cheshboin zeh shabiyom shachal yom rishol pesach chal gam tisha ba'af kosav harama lekamon shezech me'ataamim shenoygim b'mikzmukam mislechol b'leil said the debates and we discussed this zeich la'aveil shol tisha ba'af. One of the reasons why you eat eggs on the night of the Seder is because you want to commemorate. We want to remind ourselves that in this coming summer there will be tisha on this day. Uviber hagro kosav similar zeh me'amedesh rabo pasuk hispiani b'meroy. You have sated me with bitterness. Hirvani la'ano. Shemashe hispiani miroirim b'lel yom tov shol pesach. To the interpretation of this pasuk echa, this that you have sated me with bitterness b'lel yom shol pesach. Hirvani b'lel tishbav la'ano. You've also fed me. You've also fed me on Tisha B'Av. Lan is an herb that's bitter. Now he's saying over here in Nafkamina lehalacha. Someone here touched upon this before. Lufi tamzeh nira medivrei hamishnah brura sham shebiyom shashen shel pesach ein tzach lechol beitzim. Since the first night of Pesach, on the second night of Pesach, there is no need to eat eggs. Yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
over 90% of the Haggadahs.
Yeah.
Do not make any mention of eggs and salt water.
Salt water? I never heard of it in salt water.
Yeah.
To dip the egg in salt water?
Yeah.
In salt water.
I never heard of that.
In salt water.
I don't even eat eggs. I don't even eat eggs. But Okay, so they don't make mention of it.
They don't, but yet everyone just about here does it. 90% of the Haggadah
do not have it. Okay, we can't bring away from a Haggadah. Haggadah, you can't. There, all right. But in any event, it says here that according to this reason, the reason if we eat eggs because we want to remind ourselves that in a number of weeks it's going to be Tisha B'Av. You only need to do this minug on the first night of Pesach, because that's the simin. But the second night of Pesach, the simin is not true. The second night of Pesach is not the day of Tisha B'Av. There's no need to eat the eggs. However, it's not the only reason why we eat eggs. Someone mentioned the egg is connected to Karban Chagiga. You want to remind yourself that before you eat the Karban Pesach, in truth, there's a night of Pesach, you eat two Karbanos, a Karban Chagiga and a Karban Pesach, because the Karban Pesach must be eaten when you are full. This dessert, it's the last thing you have left in your room, you have left in your stomach. In order to fill up the empty stomach, you first eat other meat, meat of a Karban Chagiga. So there are other reasons, and according to the other reasons, that you would eat an egg even on the second night of Pesach. Okay, now, there's one thing we left out from yesterday. I want to go back and do number three, which is very important. Number three, he just mentions this point. People always ask this question, and he says the answer here. Why is it, let's just read number three, we learned yesterday that besides, remember the rules are Yom Kippur, Friday, Sunday, Hoshanah Rabbah, and then the basic system is once you get past Kislev, once you get to Teves, it's chaser mole, it's consistent. 1 month is chaser, the next month is mole, chaser mole, all of the year. 10 of the 12 months of the year are fixed. We have a system, it's 29-30, starting with Teves. The only 2 months of the year that are variable months are Cheshvan and Kislev. Cheshvan and the Kislev sometimes are both 30, sometimes they're both 29, and sometimes it's 29-30. So they are the variable months. So the question is, why is that? So why are these 2 months, Cheshvan and Kislev, why do they merit to be the variable months? Sometimes 29 days, sometimes 30 days. Uvitam Adav, number three, Sheha Choydoshim, Cheshvan and Kislev, Heim, Blapamim, Malayim, Upam, Chaserim, Beir, Besefer, Yesoid, Oilam. I don't know what that sefer is. Shem Cheshvan Yem Tamid Choser, the Kislev Tamid Mole, if you would follow the pattern, and it should be also Choser Mole, just like the rest of the year, then Lepa'amim Yatzel Lepa'amim Shasar B'Teves Yachol B'Shabbos. Then we have to get into Teves. After Chanukah, the next holiday is not January 1st, not the 7th, 25th. What are the Moadim? After Sukkot, we have Thanksgiving. we have this holiday. It's not part of the Jewish holidays, despite whatever. But the point is, after Chanukah, we come to Asara B'Teves. Asara B'Teves, we do not want it to fall out on Shabbos. So if we're going to follow the pattern of Chosemole, then it's possible that Asara B'Teves, right after Chanukah, will fall out on Shabbos. You can't fast on Shabbos. So what are we going to do? Nitcha. You can make a nitcha for Asara B'Teves. It is the only fast day. It is the only fast day which you cannot make a nitcha. Why not? Here is the magic reason. Why not? And by the way, it's the only fast day when we do fast on Friday. If it falls out on Friday, we fast. All the other fast days we push off. We push forward or back. We push back. Normally, you're not allowed to go back because Akdume Paranuso Loi Makdeminan. You never bring Paranus early. Tainus Seser is not necessarily a Paranus, it's a Yom of Tshuva. So Tainus Seser we can be Makdim, but other fast days will never be Makdim. We push forward. You don't want to make a Tzara or no rush, exactly. So Tzrichim Lidchoy Satainus Liam Rishon Harei Kosov Al Asar B'Teves. Here is the key. This is the Yisoid. You have to remember this. Etzem Hayom Hazeh. There are four fast days are recorded in Tanakh. They record in Sefer Melachim. The Yitzayim HaRavi, these are fast days. And it's the only one upon which it says Etzem Hayom Hazeh, on the essence of this day, is Asara B'Teves. It does not say the word Etzem Hayom Hazeh with regard to Shivas B'Tamuz, with regard to Tisha B'Av, with regard to Tzom Gedalia. Doesn't say the word Etzem. It says there's a fast that occurs in that month. There's a fast that occurs in the fourth month, the fifth month, the seventh month, and there is a fast that occurs on the tenth day of Teves, be'etzem hayom hazeh. Oh, therefore you have no right to push it away. Etzem hazeh, v'luchein kavu esachad achadashim o'ilu b'ofen sh'asar b'teves lo yuchal locha b'shabbos v'alavush kosav tam. Another reason, but that's a very important reason to remember, asar b'teves. And why is that so? Why is that so? Because to a certain degree, asar b'teves is the most chomor of all of the four fast days. In the year, we have 4/5 fast days. Asar b'teves, as Shavas B'Tamuz, Tisha B'Av, and Tzom Gedalia. Now, if you ask the average person, rate them for me, which one is the most chomer? Tisha B'Av, right? Tisha B'Av is the most chomer. I'll prove it to you. We are 5 Inuyim. You can't wear shoes. We start the night before, right? Is that Basha? The truth is that's not really so. You can make a very strong argument that Asar B'Teves and Tzom Gedalia are the worst. They are the most chomer. Asar B'Teves clearly is the most chomer because it's the beginning. It is the beginning of the siege. It's the beginning. The siege took place over a number of years, but it's a process. The process is there was a siege on Asar B'Teves. The walls were breached on Shivasa B'Tamuz, where they basically broke through the walls. They destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. They fought. They fought for 3 weeks. The Kohanim fought enormous battles, even though the enemy was within Yerushalayim to hold out. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av, really the 10th day of Av. The Churban began on the 9th day, but the Churban concluded on the 10th day of Av. And then there were Jews still living in Eretz Yisrael. There was a small contingent of Jews still living in Eretz Yisrael, and they had a leader, Gedalia ben Achik. He was their leader. He was the last. So there was no Beis HaMikdash. Okay? There was no Beis HaMikdash. But we had a Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. There was still a Yishuv. It was the Jewish representative in Eretz Yisrael. This is our land. Don't let the Palestinians come in and take over. Don't let another nation come in. The Christians and Muslims take over. Oh, it's a whole new car. No, we're still there. Okay, we're on the Beis HaMikdash. So we'll rebuild the Beis HaMikdash in the right time. But it's our land. With the assassination of Gedalia, it was over. It was the end of the end, and that was it. There was no more Yishuv. Everyone was out. They fled to Egypt. They fled here. They fled there. To Rome, and it was kaput. The end of the end. So, to a certain degree, Asar B'Teves and Tzom Gedalia are really more chomor than the Churban Beis Hamish. There's no Beis Hamikdash. Okay, it's a terrible thing, but we can still live. You can serve Hashem in Eretz Yisrael, Admas Kodesh, and you can hope to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. But when the end came, Tzom Gedalia, that was it. There's no Jewish leadership. It was a total hefkeros. It was the nation, the nature of Klal Yisrael as a nation was completely disintegrated to a much greater degree when they no longer have a homeland.
The Shivas B'Tamuz, they broke
the walls were breached.
So what happened outside of B'Tavis?
The siege. The siege. You can't go in, you can't go out. You go outside, you get killed by the enemy. There's no more freedom. The walls, they start to starve the people. No food, nothing goes out. And that was the beginning of the end. It was the Aschalta. It's the real beginning. On Tisha B'Av, the question, why do we observe Tisha B'Av and not the 10th day of Av? The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on the 10th day. Because on the 9th day is when it started. Aschalta de Paranusa. If you want to focus on the Haschala, the real Haschala was on the 10th day of this. It wasn't the same year. Don't make a mistake. It didn't happen over from Asar B'Teves until the following Tzom Gedalia. It took place over a number of years. But these are the critical dates. Only date of that, which is now, then this Tainus Esther is the fifth fast day, which is not a real. That's just a nothing to do with any. That's not in Tanakh. I mean, it's in the Megillah, but it's not a day commemorating the Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's a day commemorating that Klal Yisrael did tshuva leich kinosis kol haYehudim, and we in Neis Purim it's a whole different type of a commemoration. It's a whole different category. It's much much more lenient from all the fast days. It's a category by itself, but these are the four critical fast days which were enacted by the Nevi'im, by the prophets. The Nevi'im, they're very serious. I'll just tell you that really, Mikra, I think we should know that it was batal. The four fast days, it was a takana of the Nevi'im, but at a certain point in time, it became batal, meaning that really we don't have to fast altogether. But then it became the custom, it's a minhag, to observe these fast days. So when we fast on these four fast days, we're not fasting midin takonas Nevi'im. We're only fasting as a custom to commemorate what used to be a requirement by the Nevi'im to commemorate these four tragic events, moments in the Churban.
Why?
Because it was. I guess it was too hard. It was. I'm not sure. I don't have a good answer. I don't know. It was batal. It was only for a period of time during the beginning of the Churban from the Nevi'im, and it became batal. But Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves to fulfill them mitaras minhag, and that is why we don't fast at night, because meikar hadin nitakana of the Nevi'im.
Except Tisha,
that's the minhag. But if we would observe all of the four fast days midin takana of the Nevi'im, we would fast all four fast days from the night before.
So why did Tisha B'Av start at night?
Not only that, all four fast days we would not be allowed to wear shoes. All the Inuim would apply in all four fast days. It's batal. The takon of the Nevi'im was batal. It was too hard for us to continue to observe, but we accepted upon ourselves, going way, way back, obviously, to continue to observe these 4 days out of custom. Custom? Oh, that's a whole different story. From the custom, we're only going to take the full dosage of fasting for Tisha B'Av, the night before, going into the next day with the 5 Inuyim. And even that, if you can't fast, you don't have to fast. It's very lenient. Women are pregnant and so on and so forth. Extremely lenient to break your fast on Tisha B'Av. And the other 4 days, 3 days, forget about it. That is such a minor custom. We don't fast at night. And if you have to break your fast, it's even more lenient than Tisha B'Av. So this is all how it evolved. The 4 days. And the point we're making over here is that the calendar that we learned yesterday, the variable months, Kislev and Teves, are two variables because we have to manipulate these 2 months to make sure that Teves, which is coming up, Teves does not fall out on Shabbos, because if it would fall out on Shabbos, we would have to fast. We would have to fast on Shabbos. Why would we have to fast? The Etzem Hayom Hazeh. Now, it's a little bit of a contradiction to what I'm telling you, because we anyway don't fast anymore. We didn't the Nevi'im. It's only a custom. So once it's a custom, so what's the big deal already? We'll fast B'Nitchem. The answer, obviously, is that when we do the custom, we want to do the custom, we want to fulfill the custom in the way it was done originally. And if it were the way it was done originally, when it was a takon of the Nevi'im, was Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. It's not a matter of the month. The other three fast days, if you learn the Mefarshim, you learn that it's not a day. It's not necessarily tied to a day. It was the takana of the Nevi'im to dedicate 1 day in these months. In the month of Av, just dedicate 1 day to commemorate the Churban Beis HaMikdash. You have to do it on the 9th day. Do it on the 10th day. You can do it on the 15th day. You can do it on the 29th day. Or if you're really in a rush, you can do it on the first day. Really, that's the way it was. The takana of the Nevi'im is just take 1 day of the month of Av. Take 1 day of the month of Tammuz. Take 1 day in the month of Tishrei. Just take one of these days. But when it comes to the observance of Asar B'Teves, no, you don't have a choice. You must observe Be'etzem Hayom Azeh, the 10th day. It became our custom that we're not going to just pick one day. We're going to set it on a particular calendar day to commemorate exactly when it happened. Tisha B'Av, it's Shabbos, so we'll do it on the 10th day. Asar B'Teve, Shavuos B'Tammuz, we're going to do it on Shavuos B'Tammuz. Atzom Gedalia, when was Gedalia killed? According to Daniel Farshim, he was killed in Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
He was killed either the first day or the second day, not the third day of Tishrei.
Sure.
But it's anyway, it's no big deal because the takana was not to commemorate the actual calendar day when Gedalia was killed. It's one day in the month.
It's the occasion.
See, so therefore, the day that we're going to do it is going to be on the third day. But again, we do it as a custom, and we observe the custom the way it was. So that's why this is very important. Why Kislev and Teves are variables. To make sure that it does not fall out on Shabbos, because if it would fall on Shabbos, we would require to do so, and that's why some years it falls out on a Friday, and we do fast on a Friday. It was last year, right? Last year was a Friday?
It was.
Last year?
No,
what? No? 2 years ago?
Yeah, next year. I think next year will be.
Too recently was on a Friday, no?
Two years ago?
Okay, but that is the point, so we will stop here.